Hi, I'm Shannon Mullen, and this is the fourth episode of the Inspiring Women series, a podcast dedicated to sharing the stories of the many women who have inspired me in my life or who have inspired the lives of others. For this episode, I had a lovely conversation with Josefina Bitar, a Paraguayan woman who currently holds a Fulbright scholarship to study a master's degree in linguistics at the University of New Mexico. In this episode, Josefina talks about her research goals, love, acceptance, and the many different roles that women can have in society.
I was born in Paraguay in 1988 in Asunción, which is Paraguay's capital city. And I lived there my whole life until I moved to the U.S. about almost 2 years ago to get a master's degree. I got pregnant when I was 19. I got married. So my child was born when I was 20. I got divorced right away. It didn't work out. I remarried before I moved to the U.S. And now I'm living in the U.S. with my son and my current husband.
Wow. So you had your son and then you went through the divorce. Were you studying that whole time? Were you in university?
Yes.
What was that like for you?
Somebody told me, when I was, we were going through a rough time with, my ex, and somebody told me, why don't you, take a break from school and fix this and then continue. And I was like, no, because school made me happy. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't have school, then it was going to be a lot more difficult.
That's amazing that you were able to get through that time. That must have been so hard.
I met other people that went through, similar situations. And I'm like, there's hope. You're mm-hmm. going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And people feel so bad that they think, I'm never going to find anybody. I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. And I'm never going to find love. I will never be married or things like that. And it's not like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like your divorce taught you anything?
Well, what I learned, I think, is that in every, it doesn't have to be a divorce, it can be a breakup. But, you think that there's something wrong with you, or sometimes you think there's something wrong with the other person, right? And it's either, you blame yourself or you blame the other person. And I think what I learned from it is that sometimes some people just won't get along. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you or there's something wrong with the other person. It's just you're not compatible. Mm-hmm. And it you can also apply that, to places and people. There are people that, are not meant to be in a certain type of place. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to be happy. And there's nothing wrong with the place. There's nothing wrong with the person. It's just they're not compatible. And I think that's what I learned. And I learned that sometimes I don't have to blame myself for something going wrong, mm-hmm. or I don't have to blame other people. It's just smarter, or the smart thing to do is just to, to move on. If you don't like the place where you're living, just move, mm-hmm. get out from there. Don't expect to change it, mm-hmm. or don't blame yourself for not, liking it there.
That's sometimes,
just move.
Yeah. And you can do the same with a relationship or a job that you don't like.
Exactly. Or mm-hmm. a career, right? So I think that was the biggest lesson.
And it's hard because it sounds easy, but when you're in it, it's hard, especially if you're a high achiever, sometimes you just think, okay, it's going to get better if I work harder at it. But it's like you said, maybe some things just aren't meant to be and you have to just move forward.
Yeah. And I think sometimes you have to let some things go so you can find, better things. Mm-hmm. You try to convince yourself, this is the person or this is the place or this is the job, and you don't realize that you might be missing out, mm-hmm. that there might be something better for you out there. Mm-hmm. So that was a, mm-hmm. an important lesson.
And so how did you meet your second husband?
We were friends for a long time, and then one day we said, why not? Every now and then I tell him, can you believe we were married? We were friends for such a long time.
What have you learned about love from these different marriages?
I remember my grandma told me, when I was young, she said, you have to get married with someone you like to speak with. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true. And that's what I like about marriage.
I know you worked 2 years at the American School in Paraguay as a teacher, And then what motivated you to move to the U.S. to start your master's?
I mean, I really like studying. I love studying. But there aren't any linguistics programs in Paraguay. So if I wanted to study linguistics, I knew I had to go study abroad. So I decided to apply for a Fulbright scholarship. It's offered through the American embassies in, you know, each country. So I applied and I got the scholarship.
Wow.
And I chose UNM, the University of Mexico in Albuquerque, because they have an emphasis on bilingualism and, you know, indigenous languages. And I will graduate, hopefully, this semester.
Wow. So with your master's, you're not sure what you really want to do with it, but something with as a linguist in Paraguay.
Well, we don't have any linguistics programs in Paraguay, so there aren't many linguists in Paraguay. And, you know, Paraguay is such an interesting place. Almost 90% of the population speaks, you know, Guarani, which is the indigenous language. And it's also a language that's spoken by non-indigenous people.
Are you finding it hard to balance being a mom and a full-time student?
I've had a lot of people here in the U.S., like, they, you know, tell me how much they admire me because, you know, I'm able to, you know, to study and, you know, be a mom at the same time. I'm not going to say it's not hard. I've been a student and a mom, like, simultaneously my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's, like, easier if you don't have a child. Probably is. But it might be less hard than people imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Like you organize your things, you organize your schedule, and you know, having children makes you like an organized person.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned from living in the United States as a Paraguayan woman?
In Paraguay, you know, we have this a little bit more conservative idea of, you know, what being a woman is. What I've learned is you can be single, mm-hmm. or you can be married, you can divorce and remarry, and that doesn't make you a, you know, better or a worse woman, what a better or worse person. You don't have to wear makeup if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wear heels if you don't want to,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay. You don't need to have children if you don't want to. I mean, that doesn't make you any less of a woman. You don't have to like men, you can like women,
mm-hmm.
other women, and that doesn't make you less of a woman. And I think I learned that here, you know, after I moved here, and actually after, you know, I've been living here for almost 2 years, and I just, you know, I just learned that I can, you know, be the way I want to be, and you know, as long as I am a good person, it's okay.
Are you noticing then a difference in women's roles in the U.S. as compared to Paraguay?
I have friends who have told me they don't want to have kids, like women who told me they don't want to have kids and they don't ever want to have kids. And like that in Paraguay would be kind of weird, that people will think you have some sort of problem. Like, why are you saying that? I mean, that's like it's an essential part of being a woman, you know, is being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up maybe thinking that, and now, you know, I moved here and I, you know, I met all these women who don't want to have children, and they're fantastic people. So that changed the way I perceive women. And
I bet, I wonder too, if you, like, seeing you being able to manage it all, having a child might change also, mm-hmm. how, you know, the women there think.
I had a friend who told me, I never thought you, like, someone could be able, like, to enter a graduate program and, you know, have kids at the same time. And then I met you, and I'm like, I guess it is possible. And you know, that made me feel so happy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I guess I'm really happy that I have experienced this, like, different cultures and different, you know, types of women. They have taught me that you can be whoever you want to be. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If people, you know, remember me as a nice person, I, wherever I am after I'm dead, I'm going to be happy.
That was my conversation with Josefina Bitar, a Paraguayan woman who is currently studying a master's program in the United States on a Fulbright scholarship. It was the fourth episode of the Inspiring Women series, a podcast which you can now subscribe to in the iTunes store. I'm Shannon Mullen. Thank you for listening. You can follow my adventures and writing at shannonmullen.me.